This weekend marks the 7th annual Lou Fest, a 2-day music festival in Forest Park. Contributor Steve Potter has the story.
If you come in to see me, to tell me you don't need me, baby, I don't wanna know. Baby, they don't show. Well, if you come in to see me, tell me you don't need me. Baby, I don't wanna know. If you come in to see me, then tell me you don't need me. Baby, won't you keep your voice down low?
And that's St. Louis singer John Henry performing I Don't Wanna Know. He'll be performing at Lou Fest on Sunday. St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter Willis Ryder Arnold is covering this year's festival. Hi, Willis. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
What can you share about that artist, John Henry?
John Henry's an up-and-coming kind of Americana artist. As you could hear, there was fiddle, there was guitar, bass, drums, driving rhythm. He's from the St. Louis area. He's a young guy, and he plays at places like Off-Broadway and some of those local venues.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the 7th Lou Fest, and the first without founder Brian Cohen. What's the story there, Willis?
So Brian actually founded Lou Fest in 2010. It was basically he had this revelation while on a plane back to the city that what he wanted to do was put together a local festival that brought a lot of the big acts that he really loved to St. Louis, similar to like Coachella or Bonnaroo or some of these other festivals that are out and have really made names for themselves in the country. But he wanted to give it this St. Louis flavor. So it grew really quickly. People were really excited about it, and there was a significant attention to it from, different media places and also a lot of St. Louis music fans. And then over the couple of years, he ended up bringing on some other production companies, C3 Productions out of Austin, and they kind of started to help with the organization. And then last year, he bowed out of having any involvement anymore to go on and do some other things. But it means that now the festival is kind of produced by people that are outside of the St. Louis area.
So do we expect it to change in any significant way because of that?
I think one of the things that people have been concerned about, people have favorite musical acts that they listen to or that they'd like to come through. I think one of the things most people are concerned about is the idea that when a big production company comes in and is doing a festival, but they also have a bunch of other festivals that are larger or more well-known, that they kind of shift the artists they couldn't place or just go to those same artists, and that it becomes less of a real, like, city identity experience.
Well, Brian Cohen's not out of the business, right? He's going to do another festival, I think, later this month.
He's going to be doing Murmuration Festival, and the idea there is to kind of integrate conversation, talks on ideas about technology and innovation, and just kind of, like, thought examinations, and pairing that with music and kind of examining ways that we can, like, redefine both arts and technology.
All right, Lou Fest. How many acts altogether, Willis, and who's headlining this year?
Altogether, there's more than 24 acts at the moment. There's LCD Sound System, a personal favorite, Chris Stapleton, who's a Grammy winner recently, and then Ms. Lauryn Hill, whose album won multiple Grammy Awards when her debut album came out and has been playing and in and out of the public circuit at the moment. Just do it right. Make it. And here's LCD Sound System. Because it's everything, though everything was never the deal. So grab your things and stumble into the night. So we can shut the door and shut the door on terrible times. So that was LCD Sound System performing their song Home, And they did a really interesting thing where they performed a farewell tour and a series of concerts at Madison Square Garden in New York a little while ago. And then they're actually kind of back this summer doing their first tour since they sort of retired from music. So it's a really interesting thing to be able to see them again out and playing big festivals.
Do you remember that long dance piece they did a few years ago? I think it was 45 minutes long. People used to use it to work out. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I didn't actually know about that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Listen, there are multiple stages, Willis, in Forest Park for Lou Fest. Can you describe exactly like where exactly in the park it's set up and how it's structured?
Sure. It's kind of on the south side of the park. And my recommendation to people who are going is to find a place to park either early in the day or kind of scout out the area, because it's difficult to actually park in the park at that time, and it's difficult to leave at certain points. But basically, it's on the south side of the park, and when you walk into the entrance, the way it was last year at least, there will be smaller stages to your left, and then kind of across a big open field, and to your immediate right will be the kind of Bud Light headlining stage. In the middle, there will be the Nosh Pit, which is an area that has a number of different local food vendors. There will be a kind of like arts open market, which has local artists and crafters. And then there's numerous beer options as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's even a place for kids. They encourage families to come.
It's true. That's actually kind of something they've reinvested in this go-round, where they're really trying to make sure that people of all ages can show and they can bring their kids, and the kids will have something to do other than just like run through the open space.
You know, you talk about the importance of featuring local musicians, but with attendance of like 50,000 and maybe growing, they must be marketing this over a wider area, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, whereas this started as a kind of like personal St. Louis attraction, it has grown to kind of be something that people come in from out of town. I know that the hotels book up really quickly over Lou Fest, and people kind of come and make a trip of it to the city and then spend a lot of time in the park at the festival as well.
Let's talk about another local group, Illphonics. They're going to be at Lou Fest on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Illphonics is a group. They've been around for a number of years. They sound similarly, and hopefully they won't be too mad about this comparison, kind of like early Red Hot Chili Peppers. They infuse a lot of funk, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of rock elements, and I believe that their next song is Liquid Spaceships.
Because we grown. What we are. My syndicates, plots intricate. Stop trying to act coy, you're impudent. You're lacking skills and uninterested. Acting menacing, but just fantasizing. The flow synthesis and sight incidents. Mortal Kombat style, I finish them. Dissemble them as symbols. When I disfigure, then dismember them. My venomous glance, like lyric spit. On point, like the end of a needle tip. The line myriad becomes furious. Penetrating the hearts of those spurious. Them weak songs, we ain't hearing them. Point blank, flat out, never period. So cease and desist the immediate. Straight gang, take no. In immediates, the drop tops, then ride low. The bass heavy, creep slow. We'll ride to the side, watch me roll. Cause that's the type we own. Nobody trying to hear your weak songs. Hey, nobody trying to hear them weak songs. Ride to the side, watch me roll. Cause that's the type we own. Poof, little mouth, wanna be gone. Nobody trying to hear your weak songs. Your boring album that's weeks long. And if I transform this into beast mode, a tiger prowling on beast lawn. It's doggy dog, you a beast, Sean. Filet me, y'all, you get seasoned. The main course for the flow, he's done. Excited, I'm glowing like neon. In the cold with my blood pump freak, yeah. But your girl keeps coming by.
And we're talking with Willis Ryder Arnold about the Lou Fest Music Festival, and that was Illphonics.
Yes, it was. They're a local band that, you know, as I said earlier, kind of takes a really eclectic infusion approach to their music. We have a number of other local acts, too, that are actually kind of all across the musical spectrum.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. There's Aaron Cam and the One Drops. That's kind of a like jam-oriented band, has a groovy feel to it. There's also Bruiser Queen, which is a punk duo who's been playing around St. Louis and touring kind of the Midwest for a number of years, has a more like high energy vibe to it. There's Karate Bikini, which is a group of local St. Louis musicians who have been around for a while, but the band is actually pretty young. I believe it formed in the last 2 years. Sleepy Rubies is another act that has a couple different musicians that have come together and are exploring kind of that traditional Americana folk singer-songwriter vibe with two female vocalists.
And you've been sort of talking to musicians, local musicians, to see what they're excited about this year. What have you found out?
Well, I found out that a lot of people are excited about kind of some of the classic acts. There's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band that people are really excited about. There's Charles Bradley and his Extraordinaires, which people seem excited about, and he does a really deep soul thing. People are really excited also about Chris Stapleton because of his songwriting. Again, he won a Grammy recently and has been kind of hailed as a really authentic country artist. And then people are always interested in dancing and having a good time, so LCD Sound System is up there too.
And Chris Stapleton, he's written for a number of artists, not just country artists, even like Adele, I believe.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
She's one of the headliners, and I think it was back in the late 90s that Rolling Stone magazine, and I think it was her first solo album, said it was like one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, it was an incredibly well-received album. Since then, she's kind of had a complicated trajectory with the press. And
she was out of the business for a while, right?
She was. She's sort of like retired, for lack of a better word. And she's recently been touring again this year, and she's also been hosting kind of a tour that features different artists that are of her choice. I know that she's been playing some of those old songs, though.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one specifically that she's been playing. I know that she played it recently at a concert in Minneapolis called X Factor that was one of those big songs.
And that's Lauryn Hill, part of this weekend's Lufest Music Festival in Forest Park. And there's so many artists and, you know, performing at the same time and so forth. I guess the best thing to do for people is probably check out the website or something, right? And because there are a lot of ticket options also, it's complicated.
Yeah, there's various ticket options, and also that'll have a full lineup and schedule, so you can make sure you get there when you to see the bands you want to see.
And Lufest aside, this is a big weekend for music in St. Louis.
Yeah, it absolutely is. People have been really excited because Beyonce is performing at the Dome on Saturday. So there's going to be some competition there between Lufest attendees and folks that want to go see Beyonce. And she's just had such an insanely big year this year.
Yeah, she's been everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You're also working on a story, Willis, about some Iranian musicians that are performing here. What's that about?
There are a couple of Iranian musicians who are performing here who are kind of on a across the U.S. and European tour. They'll be here on Sunday, and they're actually playing kind of what sounds possibly to Western-trained ears like traditional music, but actually has a really innovative avant-garde approach, which is really improvisation-based.
One more question for you, though. The new festival that Brian Cohen's putting together that's going to come up later this month, should we expect that to be a big contrast to Lufest and, you know, stylistically?
I think there's kind of really different aims. Lufest is kind of about the party, being out at the summer, having a lot, bringing in some of those big acts. Murmuration is really aimed, as I understand it, towards, like, seeing what's pushing boundaries and what are new perspectives in both music, technology, and kind of critical thinking.
Well, as you mentioned, Chris Stapleton a little while ago, he's a country and bluegrass artist, written for, as I mentioned, Adele and other people like George Strait and Kenny Chesney. Let's go out with a piece by him, Nobody to Blame. What do you think about him?
Oh, he's incredibly talented. I think he's a really great writer.
Down the middle and through my halfway, and I got nobody to blame but me.
I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me.
And you're listening to Steve Potter talking with arts and culture reporter Willis Ryder Arnold. Lou Fest starts tomorrow in Forest Park. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.